we all love. Good to get to know people that we all think we know, but maybe you don't. You hear names of famous people and think, that's, I like that person because of something that you think you know based on the context in which you have seen this person. Whether it's a singer, maybe a politician, somebody even who's in your town, you've seen something and you make a judgment based on what you think you know. You make a lot of assumptions. So when you meet somebody who is known and you find out things about him or her that you haven't known before, it's kind of cool. And thus, the beginning of a conversation with a man who has been his name is a household name and has been for, believe it or not, 3 decades, Richie, at least.
At least. Floors me.
Ralph Macchio.
He used to hang on my wall. Well, he didn't hang on my wall, but his face did.
But you'd have liked him to hang. Hey, Ralph, would you have liked to hang on Jennifer's wall?
I know, but if you're
wall?
Busy later.
Hung up on, yeah, that I haven't done, just to actually be pasted up on somebody's wall. Well, but I'm, you know, listen, 3 decades, yeah, I know. I make me feel old.
But you don't look. You look to everybody. We were talking about this a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we have to know your secret, Ralph.
We think you have the secret of the founding of youth. Instead of what's his face, Captain Johnny, what's his name? What was the captain of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. Yeah, yeah. He was looking for it. You found it. Where'd you find it?
Well, I don't know. I blame my parents and ancestry. I guess I have good genes. Occasionally as I'm getting older and I'm still looking kind of youngish, and my energy has that youthful thing going, I kind of wonder if I'm just a man-child freak that's going to continue to, I don't know, I'm like Benjamin Button now. It's
yeah.
A little crazy.
Going
live
back to 1,000. Yeah. But you can go back and do another Karate Kid.
That's right, yeah. In a few years, I'll look 16 again.
That's it.
I always joke that I played 16 for 27 years.
The problem is that... what's his face? Passed away. What was the
Pat Morita?
Pat Morita passed away. Yeah, that's too bad. That was so. What a wonderful pairing. What did you think of him as a mentor? I had read something a long time ago about how the two of you became very close.
Yeah, we certainly had a special bond. Certainly, there was a magical element to our on-screen performances and those characters. And the chemistry, and that sort of, you know, resonated off screen as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was less a mentorship and more of a partnership as two actors and friends that respected each other. I mean, there were many, many years we didn't speak just based on, you know, not for any reason except we were both busy or our lives were in two different directions. But any time we got together or spoke, it was always just sort of like such a kindred positive spirit, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that stands the test of time, even in the performances of Miyagi and Daniel. It's become part of pop culture, you know. It's a great thing.
So I promised that I would get into something about you that perhaps other people don't know, and I don't know the answer to the question. That's what makes most of my questions, I never know the answer
to. Get ready, Ralph. Here it comes.
I'm ready.
Here comes the left hook.
Well, no, it's not a left hook. It's about what you just said. I'm curious, because of my own spiritual beliefs, what came from there. There was something, I think you used the word magic. The message of the Karate Kid was more than just what appeared obvious on screen, wasn't it? I mean,
that's. I think that when I say when I alluded to magic, I mean, I think that that's, you know, we all, when we tell, you know, as storytellers and in movie making and casting, you know, you're always looking for that great chemistry, that connection, and it's not always something that can't be manufactured. It either has to be there or not, and you know, there's timing, and there's, I think, you know, me in that role, Pat Morita as Miyagi, that story at that time was just something that connected and came together for whatever the bigger reason was, and it's resonated for, you know, 30 years.
What did you
now.
Think of the remake?
Yeah, the Will Smith.
I knew I was bringing you guys right to that. I think my answer to that is I think they did a very good job of reimagining that story for the contemporary time and making it a big summer movie. I think it, you know, it was the same exact story, but a very, very different tone and a very different movie. Mm. I think the soulful heart and magic of the original was only, you know, the relevance and legacy of the original was only brought to a higher level based on the fact that the remake was done. Mm. I mean, it was certainly a hit, and I think they hit all the beats. But it, you know, it missed that fresh element of the every kid next door of which I was, and the magical, you know, human Yoda of what Mr. Miyagi was.
Right. What a great way of putting it.
I mean, you know, you look back at your career and you've had a couple of movies. I mean, you go to My Cousin Vinny. Who hasn't seen that? It's a classic.
Yeah, it's a great film.
Great stuff. You go back to the very beginning of your career and The Outsiders. You know, what a just kind of a monumental movie for, like, teenagers. I'm just a couple years younger than you are.
Right.
And you look back, and what really stands out for you is this is the thing. I mean, obviously everybody remembers you for The Karate Kid, but I personally think Crossroads, the guitar movie where you go down to the Deep South and try to find Robert Johnson's 29th song.
That's right.
It was an amazing movie, yeah. But, I mean, for you, what does it for you?
Well, listen, thanks for bringing up Crossroads, because that is a very cool movie, and a lot of musicians love that film.
That's what got me into it, yeah.
And The Outsiders, for me, will always, that role in that film with that cast and that director, meaning Francis Ford Coppola, was, you know, always something dear to me. I mean, I read that book when I was 12 years old and connected to that character of Johnny Cade, and the fact that I got to play that part in that classic novel, and it still resonates with teenagers today. I mean, I run into kids today that still read that book, part of their English program in middle school, and I get to talk to them about the film. That's a pretty special one.
I mean, that was the start, basically, of the whole Brat Pack genre.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know, we had Emilio Estevez on the show, and you know, it's just amazing how everybody from that movie, the Rob Lowe and Matt Dillon, Tom Cruise, Patrick Swayze, I mean, all you guys went on to have phenomenal careers.
That's right.
Ralph Macchio is with us. We're talking about his career and his age. You are the father of teenagers. How's that fitting for you, pal?
Oh, man, it's, you know, they said it would happen, you know, when they were born, and it has. And it's here pretty fast. My daughter's 19. My son is just 16 now. And part of what I'm here to talk about, and this, they're both of driving age now, and so that's always a difficult time for parents when you have to hand the keys off to your kid and worry about
some of
them
these,
on the road.
You see a lot of these. I don't know why I've been more paying attention to them lately, because my children are older than yours, but I do remember when they first got started driving, and there are all these silly things about when you give the keys to the child the first time, like you don't know what to expect.
Right.
And if you have mentored your child properly, taught him or her how to drive properly, taken responsibility for them because they are your charges, they are your children, then there ought not to be a lot of this, oh, my God, I wonder what's going to happen when Johnny takes the car.
Right, great. Listen, a hands-on parenting, especially in with a situation like this, is important. I mean, I've partnered up with State Farm to let parents know about this new program that they have called Road Trips. It's a free online program that's available to anyone, whether you're with State Farm or not. It's at teendriving.statefarm.com. And I'm doing this with my son. It's it provides you, you know, tutorials and information on how to better
how to drive. You're teaching Daniel how to drive, your son Daniel. So is this like the driving school that you get credit for it in some way, shape, or form if you follow the road trips? I mean, it sounds to me like if you could do that, you'd save some money and you'd have more of a personal understanding of what your child is. Driving schools are fine only because parents don't take responsibility and they get a break in their insurance. I taught my children. I'm on a farm, so I taught my children how to drive when they were 9, 10 years old. And, you know, so I was wondering where you live and where you're teaching Daniel to drive. How do you do that?
Well, I live in the suburbs of New York, and I think, you know, in
good luck with that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I think that, driver's education and the ability to if you could afford it and or your school has it within the budget, I think is a good thing. But I think taking the parents out of it, because who is not necessarily as beneficial, because I think it's important, you know, to have, first of all, it's the quality time that you get to have, but you also, this program, you know, just because you know how to drive doesn't necessarily mean you know how to teach right. your mm-hmm. Teenager how to drive. And also, it you overlook many of the basics and fundamentals just because you go on instinct of experience.
Yeah, we get kind of lackadaisical. I mean, nobody exactly. really knows the real driving rules now.
Yeah, exactly. And it just, it informs both. And it also acts as a impartial coach, sort of a mediator, because teenagers never want to listen to their parents anyway. You know, because you so often want to say, "What are you doing? You know, why are you making a left-hand turn?" And you, so it helps inform the parents, and also make the most out of the time together. Because obviously, there's so many distractions with driving, with you know, texting and iPads and Blackberries. You know, it's the number one cause of death in teenagers is car crashes. So if I could partner up on something and State Farm offers this great program, it was a no-brainer for me.
I'm sitting here looking at your information, Ralph, and I see that your son's name is Daniel.
I just said that. You're not paying attention to
no,
me.
No. Is that after the character?
It is a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's a little bit. My wife's cousin and best friend growing up were named Daniel, so it was – there were a few reasons, but it did go across the dinner table. Should we do this or should
we
not?
So when you talk to your son, do you always
Daniel's
go?
Son? Daniel's son? Daniel's son?
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he hears that enough, and so do I. Yeah.
And Mr. Miyagi taught you how to drive in the thing. Did you use any of his wisdom?
Yeah, no, he just wants that 47 Ford convertible.
Exactly.
There,
and Elizabeth Shue sitting right next to him.
That's right, of course. Well, maybe, yeah, sure.
Something close to that. Ralph, good to have you here. Nice to meet you and to learn some things about you. I think that what you're trying to do is a great thing. It's always good to have parents more connected to their children, no matter what the level. And so this is a good way to do it.
That's
so
great. Yeah, anyone could log on to the site, and it's all free. It's a great thing.
Yep. All right. Good luck
for
you.
Ralph.
Continued success. Ralph Macchio here with us on Good Day.
Our school doesn't need a gym.
And we don't need more buses.
We need new boats!
And a place to put them.
The Advil Congestion Relief Project is committed to helping communities get the right relief for their real problem. Send your community story to congestionreliefproject.com for the chance to be next. The Advil Congestion Relief Project. The right relief for the real problem.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/17 to 1/4/12. See official rules at congestionreliefproject.com.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Probiotics keep your digestion on the right track.
Give your gut the gift of microflora.
Isn't it time you gave back to your colon?
Looking to take a probiotic but not sure which to choose? Then try new ProNutrients Probiotic from the makers of Centrum. Containing two of the most studied probiotics, its dual-action formula supports digestive balance and healthy immune function. ProNutrients Probiotic, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Birthdays for today. It's Wednesday, the 19th of October. George McCrae.
There you go.
Turning 67 today. He had one hit and one hit only, and this is it. So we celebrate musicians and actors and famous people as we go through our list. And this fellow's first as far as age is concerned. Let's see. Patricia Ireland, say it again, Doug.
Ooh.
The president of Now.
Oh, no, the wrong Patricia.
Is 40.
Born
in 1945. So she's 66. Today is John Lithgow, the Emmy Award-winning actor from Third Rock from the Sun.
Love him.
Emmy, let's see, how many times? One, two, three, four, five, six times. He's gotten a Tony. Very good New York actor. Like him a lot. Born in the state in 94. He plays a bad guy pretty well, too. So he's 66, as is Gloria Jones. This is the original version.
Oh, it's is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
This is Donna was recorded first in 1965, and she redid it. Did better with it the second time around, I think.
Well, then,
who else has had a version of this that works
Squeeze.
Well?
Squeeze.
Squeeze.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is that. And up next, Jeannie Riley Stevenson. She dropped her last name, became Jeannie C. Riley. Got a Grammy for Harper Valley PTA in 1968. Done some other country songs and been somebody's wife, I guess. A bunch of other things. She also is 66. A lot of 66-year-olds today on our birthday list. The story of Harper Valley PTA. Lynn Dickey, the football player, born this day in 1949. Let's see. We have Patrick Simmons, who's one of the guitarists with the Doobies.
Mm-hmm. The main singer.
Three. He is the main singer here?
He was the singer before and after our friend Michael, what's-his-face, came and left and destroyed the band.
Right. Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald, yeah.
Yeah, he's destroyed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You and I agree on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, what a horrible voice. Nino DeFranco. Not hard to figure that he's part of the DeFranco family. This is a wonderful upbeat pop song. Crank this up, Richie. I know a bunch of kids got together during the era when the Partridge Family, this is on the far end of the Osmonds and all that, but there still are the Tavares family. Who's around now doing the family thing? I don't think there's anybody now.
The family thing. There are. It's mostly Disney stuff, like the Jonas Brothers,
The
Hanson Brothers, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Wilson Phillips.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Longer than that.
Is it? No, don't tell me longer than that.
Yeah,
really?
It was late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Carl Wallinger, one of the members of the singing group World Party. Can't tell you I know anything. He's a keyboardist, plays the guitar as well. That's all I know about the guy.
Yeah, I don't recognize this song. No.
All right, so let's keep moving. Jennifer Holliday's birthday is today. She was in Dreamgirls, Touched by an Angel, Ally McBeal.
Oh, wow.
Has a pretty good career going as a singer, entertainer. 51. And today, born in the state, 1960. Boxer Evander Holyfield's birthday is today, Richie. First daughter, Amy Carter, was born in the state, 1967. Daughter of Jimmy and Rosalind. She was a kind of a, seemed like a strange duck when she was... Here's Dan Woodgate, known as Woody, drummer for Madness, 47 today. Todd Park Moore from Big Head Todd and the Monsters.
Love them.
Don't know about them.
Ah, great.
Joy
stuff.
Bryant also from Parenthood Jasmine, 35 today. That's it.
I love that ad where two people are hiking around rock formations and they're pushing a button on their car keys. The car honks back, but they still can't see it, so they're out of luck. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Now there are cell phone apps that make this problem obsolete. Gary Kay writes about technology issues on AARP.org.
You get out of your car, you push a button, it basically uses GPS to locate your car. When you want to find your car again, you push another button, and it points you towards your car. Others use something called augmented reality. The picture actually overlays what your camera is seeing in your cell phone and points you in the direction of your car. You follow the arrow through the parking lot and brings you right to your car.
It's almost scary.
Well, augmented reality is a whole other topic. It started off with some of the gaming people, so you could actually like look at an augmented reality chessboard that doesn't have any pieces on it, but you'll see them on your screen, and you can play with someone else moving them around. But it has great potential for travel applications. You could go to the Eiffel Tower, point your camera, and it would give you an informational overlay. It could help you find your way to the nearest metro stop. Those things are happening now.
There's a new tour of Washington, D.C. that uses this technology. Check our website for details on that and on some of the available car finders. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found.
Cha-ching! Stick three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Chuck is in Seattle. Yeah. Hi, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A wonderful greeting, Chuck.
I walked on Edward G. Robinson's
Hold
story.
Hold on, I got to shut my radio down.
Well, wait. I'm going to do my Edward G. Robinson impersonation while you're gone.
Yeah, the radio is all the way across the room. See? It's
one
me.
Radio for you, two for me.
How you doing there?
We're doing well. How you doing, see?
Perfect.
Yeah, great. Yeah. See, Chuck. What's the answer, see, Chuck, to the question, see?
Condoms, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's right,
that.
See? Condoms. Everybody needs condoms.
Hey, Doug, is it condom, see?
Beg your pardon?
See?
Hey, Doug.
You know who that thing do?
No.
Edward G. Robinson. Do Edward G. Robinson for him, Goober. Listen to this, Andy. Go on, Goob. Edward G. Robinson.
Okay, you guys. Come on, you guys. All right, you guys. Beat it, you guys.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
Hey, get good day to go.
Welcome to DougStaffin.com. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like a good day to go, please.
Take us with you with a good day podcast. Download and listen at your convenience at DougStaffin.com.
Joining us next on the Good Day program, two names that you are extraordinarily familiar with. I may identify with one because it's a generational thing. Richie may identify with the other gentleman who's here because it's a generational thing. The two gentlemen are both from the same family, father and son, even though they don't have the same name. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez are here. The movie is called My Way. No, it isn't. It's called The Way. I think when I first saw this, Martin, and I was looking at some of the publicity, I was waiting for somebody, Frank Sinatra, to show up and start singing the song, but the movie
would be Bing Crosby.
Yeah. Right. And that does go, that puts us in a particular category as far as age is concerned. The thing about you and the family, a lot of people get distracted by wanting to talk about Charlie. And I said, Richie and I were talking about this before, everybody knows what's gone on with Charlie. My only thought, and I'm going to leave it at this, is that without having learned it, my instinct, having followed you, Martin, you're one of my favorites, so over the years, the family intercedes, shows some love, and the situation is taken care of, and I don't think there needs to be anything else said about it. That's the way I look at what happened, so you can yes or no it, but it's just a blessing that the thing is taken care of and it seems to be moving forward.
Very much so, and I thank you for asking.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie joined us on the red carpet a few weeks ago for the AARP screening, He's a big supporter of the film, and we're a big supporter of him. So I'm grateful to you for those good words, and thank you for asking.
Yeah, you know, the other connection, as long as we're doing the old and the new here, I have a home on Entrada, and I'm told that you're one of my neighbors up on the hill.
Santa Monica, you mean?
Yeah, it's Santa Monica. Yeah.
Santa Monica. Oh,
right.
You guys sold that house, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a little house in Santa Monica, but, yeah, we sold it about 4 or 5 years
right
ago.
Around when Doug moved into the neighborhood.
When I moved in, you moved out. Very nice. Okay, very cool. So, the movie and the family and the friends. I'm looking at a picture of you, Martin, sort of sheep in the background. It looks like you may be headed toward the apex of some cold, dreary mountain.
I think the picture you're referring to is a shot from the pilgrimage Santiago de Compostela, which takes us over the French Pyrenees, and that would be the first leg of the 800-kilometer journey through Santiago de Compostela.
So what's the story here? What do we, you and Emilio together, this is Emilio's story, if I'm not mistaken, is that right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so maybe Emilio, I need to direct my question to you in terms of your ideas and what the story is that has become so important for the two of you.
Well, you know, it was initially inspired by my son. In 2003, he went over to Spain with my father. They were kind of more of a fact-finding trip to check out the pilgrimage in Spain. So off they went, woefully unprepared for a real hike, a real journey. But nevertheless, they went, and went to a town called Burgos. And my son was working as my dad's assistant at the time on the West Wing, and
oh,
was
cool.
19.
Wow.
So off they went, and they went to this town called Burgos, and at this town they checked into like a bed and breakfast where they take in pilgrims who were on the Camino. And my son met this beautiful girl, and he has been living in Spain ever since. They got married a couple years ago. And so I figured if I wanted to spend time with my son, I better figure out how to work in Spain. So that, coupled with my father's desire to make a film on the Camino to honor his father, who was a Gallego from Galicia, from the north of Spain, was born in a town and grew up in a town about 80 kilometers from Santiago de Compostela, where the pilgrimage ends. So we began a dialogue to try to figure out what this movie would be about. And at the end of the day, I decided, well, hadn't I really lost a son on the Camino? And let's have that as the device that gets his character from America over to Spain.
Mm.
And we began there.
Wow. What the family thing with you. I know, Martin, you come from Ohio. I went to school in Ohio. I wasn't sure what part of Ohio you were from.
I'm from Dayton.
Dayton, okay. So I went to Heidelberg up in Tiffin. Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Heidelberg in Tiffin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a good northwest, middle-of-the-road sort of... it's a great liberal arts school. Had a great time there. I'm from Massachusetts originally, but Ohio meant a lot to me. And I think the reason that I ask where you're from, the changing of the name, I don't know, as much as I've followed you, if it's a story that's worth telling... Why did you change your name from Estevez and Charlie went with you and Emilio kept the original family name?
Well, it's a kind of involved story, but basically I didn't change my name. My name is still Ramon Estevez, but I started using Sheen when I went to New York at age 18 in 1959 because at that time there was a great deal of prejudice against Hispanics, particularly Puerto Ricans in New York at that time, and I was having difficulty just trying to find a job or a place to live. So I decided to create this other character, if you will, and see how it worked out. And I chose Sheen from Bishop Fulton J. Sheen.
Wow.
Who was one of my heroes as a boy. He was the first televangelist in America, really.
Right.
And the other guy was Robert Dale Martin, who was the casting director at CBS, who was the first one to encourage me to embark on a career. And so that was
great
the
story.
That's the short version of a very long story.
Life is worth living with Bishop Fulton J. Sheen. My God, I haven't thought about that for 100 years.
Yeah. How old are you anyway?
You got me beat, pal. I'll tell you that.
Because I remembered it. You remember he was this very powerful
character. Yeah.
And I didn't have a clue about what he was talking about most of the time.
He was a scary dude, if you listen to him. I mean, he was strong.
He really was. I adored him. And I got to meet him finally.
Yeah. You know, the character of all characters that I've adored that you've played is President Bartlett. That show so did it for me and with you. And I think just... And I wasn't thinking about it until Emilio said that his son was your assistant on the set.
Yeah.
It was just a wonderful characterization, and you did a great job of that. And you've done so many different things over the years. What did you say to your sons when they said, Dad, I want to be an actor just like you?
Well, none of them did, actually. They really found it on their own, and I was like the last one to find out. Emilio had written a play with a fellow student in high school and invited his mother and I to come see it. And I was just astonished at his emotional range as well as his skill as a writer. Mm. And I thought, oh, my God, he's gotten the bug, too. But it was instinctual. He had an instinct for it. And I was happy for him because he'd found what he loved. And I knew that he would become himself.
Mm-hmm. Emilio, what's your favorite of all the stuff? Richie goes back to the Brat Pack stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely the Brat Packer, Emilio.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What's of all the things that you've done, what do you think is either the best professional job you've done and or your favorite role? You got to have favorites.
Well, I didn't have much of a role in this film in the way,
you get killed off pretty early, right?
Right. I have a couple of scenes and that's it. I think this is my favorite film that I've ever been associated with. It speaks to who I am. I mean, you know, when you look at both of Martin and I, and you look at the roles we've played. I mean, he's not he's not an army assassin like he is in Apocalypse Now, and he's certainly not the president of the United States, even though he likes to think he is. I am, you know, I'm not Billy the Kid out there killing people. Mm-hmm. Although that was a wonderful role to get an opportunity to play a legendary outlaw.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that I had the most fun playing. But I'm not a cold blooded killer, man. That's not who I am.
Right.
I think I'm interested in doing movies and playing roles that are closer to who I am and really closer to the themes of my life. I'm really not interested in being out there blowing things up and killing people. It just doesn't speak to my heart.
Yeah, good for you. Then you follow the heart and not the money, and that does say something about you. No matter what, Martin, you can make a good living doing this. You don't have to be paid $5, $6, $10 million every time you do a film, right?
I've never made that amount of money. I think about 3 or 4 dozen to make that from me. No. You know, in fact, this movie is the best part I've had in 30 years.
Really?
And it's the first time in an equal number of years that I've been asked to carry a movie. And frankly, it is the best thing I've done and the thing I'm most proud of it because it's a family realization. You know, it started with Emilio and his son. Inspired by my father, his grandfather, so it's truly a reflection of who we are and where we really want to go.
I got to tell you, the thing that makes me want to go see it is the fact that you guys have been out here and you can see the love that you have for this project. It makes you think it's got to be something special.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is, and I invite you to make this pilgrimage with us vicariously. And if you're so inspired, you might want to strap on a backpack and make the journey in Spain someday.
That's an idea. The Way is the name of the movie, the story about Martin Sheen as a character, his son, and this trip to family is the most important part of this, I think. And we're glad to have an opportunity to learn a little more about you as a family and as folks involved in, you know, where household names are kind of cool, especially when they act like household names and not like big stars. Guys, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yep, take good care. Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez here on Good Day.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
When you're looking for an easier way to stick to your budget this season, we're with you. With a debit card or credit card from Wells Fargo, you can set up account alerts to help you stay on track. Alerts can be sent to your phone or email, so you'll know the moment you've reached the limits you set. And setting up account alerts is easy. Take comfort knowing you have the tools to stay on budget. Call, click, or stop by to learn more about account alerts. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Save big during the PetSmart Fall Festival of Savings. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Get 40 5.5-ounce cans of Friskies for only $16. Plus, save $2 on Cat Chow and new 30-pound bags and get one can of Purina One cat food free with in-store coupon. Don't miss these great fall deals going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through October 23rd with your Pet Perks card. Excludes Frisky Selects indoor.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Coming up on 51 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug is out chasing Charlotte around the front. Pastor Rich here reminding you to go to DougSteffen.com. Check out today's poll. Are you planning to dress up for Halloween? Of course, we do it every year. Maybe, but I haven't decided what I'm going to be. I doubt it. I have to work. No, Halloween is for children. Why wait? I'm in costume right now. Also, check out our Ralph Macchio interview at Audio Highlights there at DougSteffen.com at 51 past the hour. Good day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Republican presidential candidates mix it up again, and it did get heated at times. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Las Vegas, Nevada last night. Seven Republican presidential hopefuls going at it in another debate. As expected, with his new co-frontrunner status, Herman Cain drew some early attacks over his much-talked-about 999 tax plan. Texas Governor Rick Perry had this to say about that.
Herman, I love you, brother, but let me tell you something. You don't have to have a big analysis to figure this thing out. Go to New Hampshire where they don't have a sales tax, and you're fixing to give them one. They're not interested in 999.
And Governor Perry was far from done. With his drop in the polls in recent weeks following some shaky debate performances, he came out swinging with other jabs aimed at former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The two of them, standing side by side, really got into it when Perry said Romney is hypocritical on being strong on immigration, what with Romney hiring illegal immigrants to work at his home. Romney responded with this.
We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn, and they had illegal immigrants that were working there. And when that was pointed out to us, we let them go. And we went to them and said, you have a problem with allowing someone to finish speaking. And I suggest that if you want to become president of the United States, you got to let both people speak. So first, let me speak.
But Perry wouldn't stop, and neither would Romney.
The way the rules work here is that I get 60 seconds.
Well, no, but the American
and then you get,
people
and then
want
you get 30
truth.
Seconds to respond, right?
And they want
Anderson,
to hear you say
would you please wait?
Working.
Are you just
going to
keep talking?
Yes,
okay, let me finish with my what I have to say.
Mitt Romney actually looked to moderator Anderson Cooper for help there, as you heard, and Cooper, of no help, he just stood there. This was the eighth Republican presidential debate, and the last one for a while. Remains to be seen if any voters were swayed by what was heard last night. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
On Wall Street, a positive day yesterday, the Dow finishing up 180 points to 11,577, S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices rose $1.96 a barrel to $88.34. Wall Street 24 years ago today. October 19th, 1987, Black Monday. That day, the Dow dropped 508 points. May not sound like an astronomical amount now, but back then it was, because that drop was more than 22%, the largest one-day percentage decline in stock market history. To put it in perspective, if the Dow fell 22.5% today, that would be a drop of over 2,600 points. Now you know why it was such a big deal. Social Security payments going up. Millions of recipients about to get their first benefit increase in 3 years. The government expected to bump monthly payments by 3.5% starting in January. World Series begins tonight. The Cardinals battling the Texas Rangers in St. Louis. Game number one of the best of seven at Busch Stadium. And finally, back to the Republican presidential race. No surprise that when you become a front runner, you attract a lot of scrutiny and criticism. Herman Cain has learned that in a hurry. But front runner status also invites a search for things from a candidate's past. And here you go. Herman Cain, 20 years ago, CEO of Godfather's Pizza, singing a song at an Omaha, Nebraska press club event to the tune of John Lennon's Imagine.
Imagine there's no pizza.
Imagine there's no pizza. Yes, that's Herman Cain.
I couldn't if I tried. Eating only tacos or Kentucky fries.
Really good stuff. This parody performance has gone viral. And truthfully, if Herman Cain wins the nomination, he should really think about using a clip of this in a national campaign ad. Bring it home, Herman. No, it's only a matter of time before Romney, Perry, and the others start singing. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.